Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But, Danny, I want to start with last night. There was a lot of good sports to consume. Nationally, you had Thursday night football, and here we go again with an upset. Whatever you think's going to happen on Thursday night football, just assume the opposite is about to take place. The Bills lose in Houston to the Texans. Final was 23-19. This was not just the Texans. This was the Davis Mills-led, C.J. Stroud-less Texans. And yet, Buffalo... two picks of Josh Allen, eight sacks of Josh Allen.
And it felt like more than that, too.
They couldn't get out of their own way offensively. They scored on their first drive. They didn't score another touchdown all night long. Just like that, Houston is off the mat. They're 6-5. They got a real shot moving forward to make the playoffs. And the 7-4 Bills have lost two in a row, 3 of 4. They're in a bad way.
So I kept beating this drum. And congrats to Houston Texans' Darius Dameron. You know, he's a major Houston Texans fan. He's a mark, as they say.
He called his shot yesterday on the show. He said the Bills and Josh Allen rarely play well at that stadium that gets renamed every 2 years. I think it's NRG.
Reliant NRG Stadium at Houston, should be the Oilers field.
Texans Dameron was on to something.
He smelled. Listen, this is an elite defense. Them and the Broncos are very similar teams.
Yes, I agree.
Right? This is a top flight, championship caliber, that good defense, and their offense struggles. Again, who am I talking about? Now, Denver's gotten more heroics. They've gotten some breaks. They've won some of these close games that Houston has not won, right? They lost by a field goal to the aforementioned Broncos. They lost a one-score game to Tampa by a point. A remarkable comeback in that one. They lost a one-score game to the Rams, lost a one-score game to the Jaguars. This has never been a bad team. Their offense is struggling, and that's the story, because of the renaissance of a couple years ago of C.J. Stroud and company and Nico Collins and everybody bursting onto the scene, and that was what got all the headlines. But this defense has kept them in a million games. They are a pain in the butt to play against. And again, they are limited offensively. That's not a high-ceiling team, but they are good enough to beat some people, and it's finally kind of come back here as they've won. What is it now? Is it like 7 of 8 or 7 of 9 games to revitalize their season?
DeMeco Ryans is also a really good head coach and certainly a leader of men type. You know, one of these guys that's going to batten down the hatches when the going gets tough and players respond to. And you've seen that with them this year for sure. But what I was thinking about as that game ended last night was the AFC playoff picture not only feeling wide open, but we might have some new blood.
It's a little muddy, isn't it?
Coming out of the AFC this year. Because forever it's been the Chiefs and the Bills, and if Joe Burrow's healthy, the Bengals, and then kind of everybody else. That's kind of been the entering the season thought. I would throw the Ravens maybe
Ravens
that mix.
Yeah, Ravens have been in that club. Like, who's going to lose to the Chiefs, basically?
13, 14 wins most years. Lamar Jackson's an MVP candidate. But look at right now. The Chiefs are 5-5, not currently in the playoffs. The Bills are 7-4. They're 6th in a conference where 7 teams get in. Lost 2 in a row, 3 of 4. The Ravens are 5-5. They're 10th in the AFC. They're climbing fast, but they're not in the playoffs right now. Those are the teams we're talking about. The Bengals, who have the other of the MVP-type quarterbacks, Burrow's been hurt all year, are not going to make the playoffs. So in place of those teams like the Chiefs, who, by the way, are probably going to get in, and now the new thing this week is everybody's saying they're better this year than they were last year. They're looking up the offensive numbers to justify that. I don't think that's completely wrong. But do people realize they're 0-5 against teams right now that are currently playoff teams? 0-5 in five games this year.
Yeah, their schedule's been really arduous, and they have not – I mean, last year they won every close game. That's not hyperbolic. They won every close game they were in the regular season. This year I think they've lost every one of those. So the regression is powerful, and we're acting like, what's the deal? That's all it is to me, is a simple statistical evening of what is generally unsustainable, which is winning one-possession games.
Their only win this season against a playoff team – I guess they're 1-4. I think I said 0-5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But their one win was against the Detroit Lions, who are currently
in.
But they're 0-5 in, you know, the, or 5-0 rather, in the non-playoff matchups that they've had. So it's very much a binary. Do they play a good team? They probably lose. Do they play a bad team? They win. But right now, this moment, they're not in the playoffs. The Bills, we've talked about. The Ravens, we've talked about. So who's there? Well, here's your new blood. Hard-charging Denver. The Broncos right now are the number one seed in the AFC. And everyone wants to belittle them because of their offense and Bo Nix. But they just beat Kansas City in a show-me game. In a game where we heard all week long that was the biggest regular season games played by Mahomes in his career. That him and Reed together, they haven't had a regular season game that important in terms of trying to win their division. And Denver, toe-to-toe with them, beats them. By the way, the Broncos have not had a playoff win in 10 years. They're 9-2. You want some new blood. Who's the 2 seed in the AFC? The Patriots. New England has not won a playoff game, believe it or not, in 8 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Because the last playoff game I think Brady played in was that pick six against the Titans. Then they went a few years where they didn't go. Then they got there once and Mac Jones played okay and they got blown out by the Bills. And so they haven't won a playoff game in nearly a decade. They're 9-2 in the 2 seed. The Colts right now are the 3 seed in the AFC. They haven't won a playoff game in over 7 years. They're 8-2. So you've got Denver, New England, Indy, three teams nobody thought would be in the top three in the conference. The number 4 seed in the AFC is the Chargers, who have not won a playoff game in 8 years. They're 7-4. I don't think they finish there, by the way. They're going to fall back to the pack. But right now, this moment, Danny, buy or sell, there's a new team coming out of the AFC, and it's not going to be the powerhouses, Kansas City and Buffalo, who are leaking some oil.
Hey. I'm still holding out that it's the old guard and a lot of these new whips, whippersnapper upstarts aren't quite ready for prime time yet. But the data's not in my favor. That's not based on evidence.
Let me make this the poll of the day.
That's based on the I'm not going to update my file just because I have some priors. That's what it feels like.
Darius, post this on Twitter as our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. And the question, I think, and I'll pose it to you now, Danny, to kickstart it. I'm giving you Chiefs, Bills, or the entire AFC field. Do you take Buffalo, Kansas City to come out of the AFC, or the entire rest of the field?
Chiefs, Bills. And it's again, not based on evidence.
It's based on Mahomes Allen.
It's based on those two guys. And it's based on a track record. It's based on deposits. Again, I think I've got this right. My 7-year-old has basically seen 1 year where Pat Mahomes wasn't in the AFC title game. and he didn't really see it. He was just a baby who couldn't talk or walk or do anything else. Every other year, that's happened. His entire life has been one thing. And the idea that that's just over now, I'm not accepting it. Kansas City is still not in a good spot. I'm not telling you they are. Would you want them, after ripping off, let's say for the sake of argument, a 6-1 stretch to end the season against a couple of mediocre opponents, by the way, which they absolutely have a chance to do. Tough one this weekend. But if they rip off 6-1 to end the year and are the, call it the 5 seed or the 6 seed, going on the road a couple times, would you go, oh, yay, it's the Chiefs? You'd be terrified. Everybody would be. They're still, to me, the king, even though they've got food poisoning, they've taken on some water.
Go vote on that now. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny in our poll of the day. On Twitter, it's the G&D Metropolitan Moving and Storage question that we're asking you. Local, long distance, residential, commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Here's what's crazy is I think I'm going to agree with you. Yeah. It's just one of those, until you drive a stake through them, they're going to keep coming back. And nobody really has. Now, if you ask me right now, can the Bills get to the Super Bowl? I would say definitely not.
Just doesn't feel like it.
Their defense is bad. Last night, their pass protection looked bad. And if we're being honest, Josh Allen, who played, I thought, a bad game, has had more of them this year than he's had over the last couple of years. And I'm a mark. I love Josh Allen. He's one of the best in the league. That was not pretty. He clearly got flustered. It just didn't go well yesterday. The Chiefs, though, are the team. Comically, because they're not in the playoffs right now. They're 5-5. They just lost again to the Denver Broncos. That I look at and I go, that's a good enough defense. They're better on offense than they were last year. They're more explosive down the field. When it's all said and done, they're going to be fine. They're going to win playoff games, and Mahomes is going to do Mahomesy things in January. But be curious to see what that poll says.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.